Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of the station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Thank God, Dominic. How you doing, little buddy?
Crudy, I am fine. Good to be with you. Fancy Brian back on the board in the studio today. Evan as well. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Friday. It's been a long week, man.
Well, it's been a long week in Brian's absence. Back from the Big Apple. How was it, big fella?
It was awesome. I got to see a family reunion, a family I haven't seen in about a decade almost altogether.
Like your family, right?
Basically.
Or did you crash? You go crash someone else's family?
I crashed my own family. It's my dad's side. They're all in Long Island, New York. And well, there's no resentment. Like, we haven't hung around with each other enough to actually build up resentment. So it was really cool. All the things that we would normally hate each other about years from now are now down to just, oh, that's interesting and cute. It's cool.
Do they nice. Hate Welcome you because back. You're a Patriots fan?
Probably. That plus a bunch of other things, too. But it was fun. We drank to excess, and nobody got crazy. I also, on the way over there, I got recognized on the plane.
Ooh, big shot.
Walking down the aisle, Mary from Kenosha goes, "Are you Fancy Brian from the Devil's Advocates?" And I tell you, Amy and Darby were so excited about it, and I did not know what to do with myself. Because I, like, honestly, it was the last thing. Like, if you told me that was going to happen, whatever, It totally messed my mind up. I had no idea what was going on. I was like, wow, hi, great, awesome.
Here's what I recommend. I like to wear a Badger hat or some sort of Homer sports team hat. You know, when I'm on the radio, when I'm the public, Crudy has a hat on. And then if you want to go out, you know, covertly, if you want to, you know, fly under the radar, I just take the hat off. Nobody recognizes me then.
Being the size that I am, it's really hard for me to fly under the radar. It's actually really hard for me to fly, period, which is why I was completely obsessed with sitting by the aisle seat or the window seat so I can have that extra inch or so with the window. And I flew JetBlue. By the way, I can't recommend that highly enough. I got 4 inches in front. 4 inches in front of my knees. I actually had room to move. But I was sitting there in my pajamas because I'm huge and I don't want a belt buckle while I'm crunched up in the side. So I'm like in my pajamas and I'm disheveled and I'm squeezed. Did and just, hi, Fancy Brian. I'm like, hi. Yeah. Hi. It's so weird. It was awesome, though. She's great. Awesome people.
Well, that's cool. It's a great story. Evan, you got a great story for us?
Hell no.
I'll put you down free. Hell no.
Hell
Evan,
no.
Lightly screening your calls here. 844-967-2789. Just don't waste the man's time telling stories. But gentlemen, and I use that term loosely around here, there are some big, big, possible, probable breaking news at the Journal Sentinel, the headline, the RNC MKE 2024. It's semi-official. Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in 2024. Suck at Joe Biden, right? That's the ultimate troll to the DNC and the fact that they didn't actually come to Milwaukee. And once again, Crudy has been proven to be correct because I predicted this like 2 years ago.
Great. We get to see the Proud Boys and all the right-wing nationalists marching down the street. It will be glorious. Boo! Well, I object. I object, Your Honor.
Well, here's the good news. You won't have to get in an airplane and fly to Nashville because the party's coming to us, Dom.
Is
it? We will be
a party?
The center of the political universe.
We went to Cleveland, man. That was not a party.
The Winkin' Lizard where we were at, That was a party, man. The well, corner of the bar right at. There in the glass.
In our immediate surrounding. Yeah, certainly that's always a party. But Cleveland was dull.
Not say where it with we me. Were at.
Was like Cleveland dull? Was I mean, come on. After that convention, we went out. And it's, you know, in Cleveland. Beautiful
well, we
city.
Were the life of the party.
And we went that. After that convention, which was very super weird and strange. We went out, and there's a stage and a bunch of bars and tents set up.
Oh,
and
you
bands
mean
playing.
After Trump accepted the nomination?
Yes, yes, when everybody should be partying.
Acceptance speech of all time. Yeah, I remember we were in the room. The balloons, we were just above where the balloons dropped from.
We walked in with Dog the Bounty Hunter, your buddy. And after
no, you're
that,
mixing up events, Tom. You're talking about the inauguration. We're talking
oh,
about
sorry.
The nomination.
Yeah, they all blend together. You're right. You're right. My bad.
You and
my
your
bad.
Memory.
Yeah, you know how.
No,
it is.
we were smoking copiously and drinking heavily up there in the rafters, if I recall, Tom. So I can see why you might be a little blurry.
When but we got point, done with that convention, Curry, we walked out. It's between what the football field or the basketball field, the baseball field, something like that, right?
Yeah, and, it was between and, Quicken's Field, Quicken's Loan Stadium, and Jacobs Field in Cleveland. There was a party area with a band stage and a band, and the band was damn good.
And two or three people dancing. That
well,
was
including us.
It was so dull. It was terrible. And people were depressed walking out because they just selected the worst human being ever to be their candidate. And we're, of course, still live with those ramifications today. And if Crudy's right, that same person will be darkening the doors of the beautiful city of Milwaukee on Lake Michigan in Wisconsin. I am not looking forward to the white nationalists coming to town, man. It's going to be problematic. Well, we saw the last time they collected in D.C. See how that went.
You know, but we were also in Cleveland, Dom, and I don't know why you're making such a big deal. Now, for my birthday this year, you gave me back my gas mask. And as, you know, credentialed media by the Secret Service, we had to go through a special credentialing process for the RNC and the DNC in 2016. As fate would have it, we thought we were all credentialed up for the DNC coming to Milwaukee in 2020. Didn't work out for us, but we were there. We were at both parties. And certainly the Democratic Party was much more of a party. I mean, Philly was rocking and rolling.
Yeah, Philly was fun.
It was a hell of a lot of fun. And I have no doubt the Republicans don't party like the Democrats partied. But I got to tell you, Dom, for pure commerce reasons and selfish reasons as well, Dom, because we will get to be at the center of the political universe. Now, I'd have loved to gone down to Nashville and partied for the week and found a cool honky tonk bar to broadcast from somewhere outside the green zone. And, you know, I'm quite interested. You know, the Republicans claim they're coming to Milwaukee, but the last time Trump claimed he was in Milwaukee, he was in Waukesha County, right?
Yep.
So perhaps it will be a Waukesha convention out by the Shaw somewhere, and that could play right into our hands.
It certainly could. I am not looking forward to the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. What's a new one that have been very active lately? The Patriot Front Group. You know, these guys with their khakis and their white masks. I mean, what are you expecting, man? I mean, do you really think? And we saw how Cleveland was shut down. I mean, ask any of the bar
but
owners around there how things.
Dude.
Yeah, but wasn't Philadelphia? I mean, I haven't seen the funding. I know when they looked at the city of Milwaukee and they looked at what the economic impact, quote unquote, will be, they compared it to Cleveland. But, you know, a lot of the business owners we talked to in Cleveland weren't real down with what was going on. The way the Secret Service funneled everybody through, it worked out for us at the Wink and Lizard, but a lot of places are shut out, and it's an inconvenience. Now, is there going to be $200 or more million dollars of quote-unquote economic impact?
The Lizard.
I mean, perhaps. We'll see.
Well, what I would say is the city of Cleveland, I believe, pointed to the hosting of that convention and said it opened the door to more bigger events. And ultimately, as a Chamber of Commerce event, you know, I don't care whose convention it is. Prefer if it had been the Dems in 2020 when I had a, you know, a little radio station in Milwaukee. But
sure,
I am.
You don't care, really? I mean, so you're okay if the Nazi convention comes to town?
I was going to both. I'm going either
this
way.
This is what I'm telling you. But of course it matters. Doesn't it
you
matter?
You know how much money I'm going to save on hotel rooms?
Does it matter who comes to town? I mean, I understand everyone's business. But if you're going to let one Nazi in the door, then that's going to cause other Nazis to come in the door. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, who's coming absolutely matters. Who's checked your cashing absolutely matters, Crudy.
Are you calling me a whore? Are you saying I'm in this?
I'm saying that when you talk about economic impact and groups and organizations coming to town and having conventions, I think it does matter who is having what convention. Yes,
the downtown area of Milwaukee will be very, very safe. And for all your histrionics, there's not going to be Proud Boy marches in the streets. There will not be. There might be a First Amendment assembly area, some park somewhere where they can go way, way, way away from the convention center, kind of like Cleveland. But, man, we didn't see tear gas. We didn't see any substantial violence.
Different world, man. That was a long time ago.
Oh, really? It was yes, the same really. Damn party and the same damn convention.
Is it? Dude. Is it the same party? Are you telling me that this party right now is the same party in 2016?
Did they not embrace and make Trump their leader in that year?
They did. And you believe that this is the same party from 2016, man? I don't think it is. I mean, maybe Trump just gave them permission to be who they always have really been. Yes. I preferred when the veil was up. At least they pretended to be a little nicer. But this party and their supporters tried to overthrow the government. And these Republicans still support the big lie. And they're going to come to this town and they're going to put all that BS out there. And we're going to have to listen to it. And I have a problem with that.
Okay, I hear you whining, but if all those sayings come to pass, shouldn't Milwaukeeans, shouldn't the businesses that did not benefit from the DNC in 2020, shouldn't they benefit financially from this event? And wouldn't it be great if it did open the door to other big events? I mean, that is the hope. You know, the placement of the DNC probably proved to the RNC that the city of Milwaukee could pull its act together and host a convention. And you know what? They're going to have 50,000 people and perhaps $200 million in economic activity. And you're what? Oh, it's the wrong color money? It's not green? I mean, because I've talked to the county executive and I believe talked to the newly elected mayor. And I got to tell you, they were all down for this. The common council voted for this unanimously. So they're cheering for Milwaukee, man. I don't know what sides you're on. I get it. You don't like the Proud Boys. You don't like the Republicans. But their cash is green.
The Proud Boys are the Republicans, Crudy. And you want to cash Proud Boy money, man, you knock yourself out. There's always a deal with the devil, and you're going to pay at some point.
Come on, man. You're acting all crazy now.
God,
when did you
real,
ever
man.
Not? If Donald Trump bought you a tequila right now, you'd drink it. Come back. More devils.
Would want us to go to Milwaukee.
Sign on with the devil.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Crudy, Bill Glauber writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel some of the facts. Republicans appear bound for Milwaukee in 2024. The GOP site selection panel on Friday unanimously picked Milwaukee as the host city for the 2024 Republican National Convention. However, Crudy, the full RNC must approve the choice during its summer meeting in Chicago on August 2nd through the 5th. A person familiar with the process said, quote, "Since day one, Milwaukee's leadership and business community have put their city before politics and welcomed the RNC."
Well, I'm glad they're more mature about it than you are, but please continue.
Well, they got skin in the game, man. I don't have as much skin in the game. And in a statement, RNC senior advisor Richard Walters said, "Today, the site selection committee voted to recommend Milwaukee to host the 2024 RNC, and it is a testament to the forthright and professional behavior embraced by Milwaukee city leaders throughout the process. A final decision will be made by Chairwoman McDaniel and the full RNC in the coming weeks. Nashville, of course, was the other finalist and could still be selected by the full RNC, but its bid stalled earlier this month when a framework agreement to host the event was pulled before a vote in the city council. There are three potential blocks of dates for the event in July and August of 2024. And I will tell you this, there is no more beautiful place on this planet than Milwaukee in July and August. The final decision of convention dates is expected to be made by the end of this year.
Second chance to make a big political impact, Dom. Those are also the words of Glauber. I just thought I'd throw them back at you.
What's that? Who? The Republicans?
Republicans saw it was clear Milwaukee officials wanted the convention, unlike my little buddy. And then he writes, for Milwaukee and swing state Wisconsin, hosting Republicans will provide a second chance to make a big political impression. I can't wait for us to have an opportunity to make an impression on the world, Dom. Selfishly, I feel like I do have some skin in the game. And I can't wait for the Republican Party to come here and catch some hell from us.
The mega party. The Republican Party died a long time ago.
Here's the great news. They'll be able to hear us all over the airwaves now. Wherever they go in this fair state, we're going to have them covered. You know, anywhere in the state, you're going to know what sort of shenanigans are going on at the RNC in Milwaukee in 2024. And this is official, unofficial news, apparently, at this hour. Still one more vote, but apparently Milwaukee is the chosen city for the Republican convention. And I'm happy for the city of Milwaukee. I think the leaders did want this event. I think the city commerce leaders certainly won the event. Small business people that get to host the private parties, Dom, where the real wheeling and dealing's done. Oh, there were some great parties in Cleveland. We just weren't invited.
Oh, we went to Shooters, man.
Shooters on the River? Tuskers?
The host committee plans on raising $65 million for the event, which is expected to lure up to 50,000 visitors and provide a $200 million economic boost. Anything else here? The agreement detailed the size and scope, including the city's responsibility to apply for a $50 million security grant from the federal government. The city would also have to deploy security in key sites, including hotels, closed streets, and provide parking for about 2,500 cars and 350 buses.
A little bit more here. Convention supporters got buy-in from Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Now, he informed me of his fondness for this idea up in La Crosse when we were partying a little bit late night, Dom. Both were heavily involved in wooing Republican officials during a site visit and later follow-up meeting in Washington, D.C. There was also delicate negotiations with the Common Council. After an initial setback, the council signed off on a unanimous 13-0 vote on the framework of the agreement. Again, that's the Milwaukee Common Council. The agreement detailed the size and scope of the event. And guess who is going to be the local committee chair, Dom? Reince Priebus, of course.
Oh, God.
The former Trump chief of staff and Wisconsin native. Local boy making good.
Just for comparison and a much more entertaining venue, and maybe a reason I'm a little salty today. This is my first weekend in 3 weeks.
You're hoping to go to Nashville? Or
that I can't go to Summerfest. There's no Summerfest this weekend, man. So I'm actually a little like, but the numbers came out on my favorite festival. 49,500 people a day at the Summerfest grounds.
That's down.
It's down relative to pre-pandemic. Yeah, I mean, yes, of course.
Well, here's the good news about the RNC. MKE, but
the RNC's talking 50,000 total. Summerfest did 45,000 a day.
Yeah, but most of those people come from here or somewhere in the Fife County. Talking about Summerfest. You know, no offense, Don, but not everyone worships Summerfest like you do.
Well, apparently 49,449 people do a day.
Yeah, but you're importing 50,000 tourists for a convention, and they're all going to have to stay somewhere in the hotels. They're going to spend money in the restaurants, the bars. It'll be good for the city. Maybe not your ego. You'll be butthurt the whole time. You'll be salty because you won't be able to drive through downtown.
My ego? What does this have to do with my ego? It's got zero to do with my ego. My concern is for this community, man. My concern is a bunch of white nationalists coming to town, man. And what happened, what we saw in Cleveland 8 years ago, is not going to be like what it's going to be in Milwaukee, man.
Trump brought all those people. It will be shut down. You will not be able to enter the downtown area. It will be entirely secured. It will be a complete
Alex Jones will have more people there. The Southern Baptists will have more people there. Trump and the GOP, what was the GOP, the mega party, will bring all those people out. All the bugs from under the rocks will now converge onto Milwaukee. And I'll be... I'm not convinced that any of the Republicans even know how to tip. So, you know, I don't think it's going to... really be what you think it's going to be. That's my concern. I hope I'm wrong. But look what happened in D.C.
Well, that wasn't the convention. That was sort of the...
Really?
The post-election after party, if you know what I'm saying.
Or was it a pre-convention to this convention?
You're just salty. It's Friday, man. I thought you were feeling good. It's Friday. Air the grievances here. We'll get to the phones and perhaps a few more headlines. 844-967-2789.
Against goodness and normalcy.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Time to go and get our kicks.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. The political party coming to Milwaukee, like it or not, Selvia. RNC MKE 2024. It's sort of semi-official. Apparently, the RNC committee has chosen Milwaukee. And the ultimate troll to Joe Biden and the Democrats. Because, of course, Joe Biden also and the Democrats selected Milwaukee. And Joe never quite made it down. Ended up in Delaware. Here's the good news, Dom.
You know, I mean, there was something. What was? Oh, that's right. It was a pandemic was going on. Yeah.
Well, you know, the Republicans, regardless of public health crisis, they're having a convention come hell or high water, right? You know, they're coming. They're not going to let a pandemic get in the way. Now, do you think they had a moment of pause, Dom? I understand. Masking recommendations going in place in Milwaukee effective today. I mean, I thought we were done with the pandemic. I think a lot of people did. Now there's what? Another Omicron variant starting to creep up and infect people. And now the numbers are getting significant enough that there is not a mandate in place, but there is a recommendation. Consider wearing a mask, especially in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Especially if the Republicans are coming to town. You never know what they're going to give you. Cooties. Let's get to the phones, Dom. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I can't reach the joystick. That's mine. Now it's time. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, you just had to lead in with that. I kind of agree with. I kind of tend to agree with Dom. I mean, it's the MAGAs are going to be there, and they're going to be even more violent by the time this all rolls around. It is just that I think January 6th was just a prelude to what they have in mind, because they have no hesitation about using violence and blood. I mean, I just got Malcolm Nance's new book on They Want to Kill Americans, and it's pretty horrifying, I think, what they intend.
If they're coming to stir trouble, they're going to stir trouble at the DNC, would be my prediction, Mark. Know what I mean? You crap in somebody else's yard. You don't bring it in your yard. And if you think there's an affinity and an affiliation between the Republicans and the Proud Boys, why would they start fights at the RNC? Wouldn't they take that trash down to the DNC?
No, but I think that they perceive Milwaukee as a Democratic stronghold. That's like kind of a tweet.
Nashville's a blue city.
But either way, they're going to. I just kind of have some suspicions, like Dom does, is that no matter where they go, they're going to bring their violence with them, because it is.
That's part of who they are now. Brand. I mean, it's out in the open,
it's
Mark.
Part of their brand.
Yep. And thanks for the call, man. Happy Friday to you. 844-967-2789. And I'm part of my concern part of my concern is the unknown. Between what happens between now and that convention, if Trump is indicted, right? How does the Republican Party, the MAGAs, react?
Are we assuming he's the nominee at that time? Because that would mean he's running, and you would also be wrong about that.
Yeah, sure. Yes. I'll take that as we don't know. The other side, if Trump is not indicted, right? I'm not going to be very happy about that. And now we're going to be bringing a frickin' traitor. A guy who incited a coup is going to come to Milwaukee And all these Republicans are coming to this city.
Month,
and coming to this city. I know. I got a problem with that too, man. I can't believe that you're just accepting of it. This guy tried to overthrow the government of this country, and we're supposed to welcome him in to the city and the state.
I didn't say go give him the key. You ever go protest on? You ever do anything other than complain? I mean, really? That's the only action you've got is just to complain and turn your back on $200 million of revenue and say Proud Boys. I mean, I get it. I've heard it. But can you advance the conversation and be more considerate of what a
aren't you concerned? I mean, all these unknowns. All right, Kurti, lay it out for me, man. Trump's indicted. What happens then? What happens in this city when a bunch of megas come in and are really pissed off that Trump all of a sudden is being persecuted? What? How do you think that flushes out after what we've seen at the Capitol?
Well, how does that flush out anywhere, Dom?
Can you provide a specific answer? I'm giving you my concern. Alleviate my concern.
I don't think I need to. Stop being so freaking hyperbolic. You saw the security in Cleveland, dude. Where's that?
I saw the security in D.C. too, dude.
You didn't see that sort of security in D.C. They didn't have 8-foot fencing around the U.S. Capitol. They didn't have armed cops on every street corner. They didn't have SWAT on every street corner. Like it or not, the security will be immense. It will be blanketed with security. So you want to know where the safest place in America is going to be during the RNC 2024? Milwaukee will be the safest place in America, at least in that damn green zone, man. Because the violence
that you're suggesting will be controlled. All right.
There will be no way to perpetrate that sort of violence through that green zone, dude. You can't do it. You're not marching through the fences. So whatever you are thinking is a worst-case scenario. It's not going to happen in the downtown. It's not going to happen anywhere near the convention center.
So it'll happen outside the
green
zone.
You're not
going
to be able to congregate the people in the
masses. So it'll happen outside the green zone then. That's supposed to alleviate my concerns. After what we've seen from this party, what we've seen from the megas.
With the police presence and the security in force, you are not going to have any sort of violence.
You should not talk like that, man. You're going to curse it. I mean, think about the 68.
You've been predicting it. So how am I going to curse it?
I'm raising my concerns, Kurti, and you are not alleviating them. Oh, it won't be. They'll have the gates up in there, and the Secret Service and the cops will be in the green zone. But, okay, what about outside the green zone? What about in the bars and restaurants outside of there?
Everywhere,
okay,
dude.
Man.
Why wouldn't we have seen any of that violence perpetrated prior?
Because this is a new day, Kurti. Have you not seen what's been going on since we went to
Cleveland?
Yeah,
I've been paying attention. I've been living it.
And you think that's all done now, right?
How many times have I walked into Trump?
Is that all done now? Is that all done?
Hey, buddy, I was in Des Moines in October alone with 45,000 Trump people.
Is it all done?
I never felt a shred of fear. I'm just not fearful, man. I'm not fearful, not of the individual actions of these people. What I am fearful of is the cumulative actions of their politics. And if they're going to have it anywhere, have it where I have a radio network and I can respond to it in real time and I can actually put a counter message out in real time where they are. You know what? I can't do that in Tennessee. I can do that here. So selfishly, I want to put this little baby in action and I'm going to turn it on and I'm going to point it at the RNC in 2024.
You guaranteeing me there will be no violence does not alleviate my concern.
Man, you can't guarantee me there's no violence outside the deer zone in a Bucks playoff game. There is nowhere in our society that you can guarantee no violence.
Apparently inside the green zone in Milwaukee in 2024, according to you.
There will be no mass violence in the green zone because the area will be as safe and secure as anywhere in the world.
Like D.C.?
D.C. was not secured in that way, and don't conflate the two.
Really? Why not?
Really?
These are all Trump supporters, man.
Look at the video of what it was like when the Black Lives Matter people came to town. And that's what downtown Milwaukee is going to be like. There's going to be a SWAT team on every corner, dude. So if you think there's going to be random violence on the streets, that's not happening. Will somebody get punched outside a bar? Yeah, like every other Friday night in Milwaukee. Something like that will happen. But if you think there's going to be some mass action of the Proud Boys, I think you're making that up. And I think you've been in those situations before, and you know that that will not be a feasibility.
I do not know that. I've been in those situations before, and I've been confrontational with some of those folks before. And I think this is a different time than before. That's my point. And I think you think that this is all business as usual, and I think that is absolutely off the charts wrong.
Well, I'll take that up with the mayor and the county executive, man. I didn't make it happen. I'm just happy for the businesses in Milwaukee that are going to benefit because they didn't get a DNC.
844-967-2789. That's enough of me and Crute. Let's hear what you have to say. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jeannie. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Oh, I'm all of it. I'm getting in the middle of this one. For sure.
Please do.
Let's look at the Kyle Rittenhouse's wannabe. I agree with Dom, and I think they should take their hinderenders right the heck out of our state, those dirty, rotten, scoundrel traitors. And I hate to see them coming, and they better start counting all their money and get paid ahead of time for the motel room so they don't get the Trump ripoffs happen. So, yeah, they're going to make us look real cute down there. And guess what? They pick Milwaukee. They've run down Milwaukee, a lot of those Republicans and the people in Milwaukee. I can see them out there starting trouble and blaming other people for it. Make sure you got lots of cameras on them. Make sure you're following what they're doing. Those
Jeannie, what happens to the cockroaches when you put a bright light on them? They freaking scatter. So whatever sort of violence you might anticipate happening at an event like this, there's going to be bright light and security and cameras and cops and SWAT and helicopters and 8-foot fencing. So the cockroaches ain't going to be in the green zone. They're not going to be in downtown Milwaukee making this sort of trouble. That's my only
thought.
Come
to Milwaukee, Jeannie. It'll be wild.
You guys have a good weekend. I agree with you, Tom. I really do. Sorry, Crute. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeannie.
You're banned, Jeannie.
967-2789. Crute, I hope you're right, man. I do. But I do not have any faith in the Megas, man. I have zero. And again, depending on what happens between now and then, will probably exacerbate. Either he gets indicted or he doesn't. Either way, it's going to be not great. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Wisco. Paul, you are up. Happy Friday, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, happy Friday to you, gentlemen, and congratulations, Crudy, for the radio network you're putting together.
Yeah, don't tell Matt Flynn, though. I hear it's a big surprise to him.
Yeah, well, you told me not to bring up any other show on your
Yeah, and then Crudy does.
And I'm behind Jeannie because Jeannie's always right. She's just a lovely lady. Hey, weren't you guys at a rally when Trump turned the crowd against you guys? Turn the crowd against the media. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, he's done
did that fairly regularly with Scopal.
Do you feel in fear of your life, Dom?
Not at that point, no. But that was, again, years ago. And they have had time to massage those feelings and
I wish
evolve,
you'd have been with
Paul.
Me in Des Moines and met the fine folks on a Saturday night in Des Moines eating a deep-fried butter at the Trump rally and chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." But I got to tell you, Wisco, individually, I mean, come on. If this is the best and the brightest the MAGA forces have, none of them intimidate me. None of them. You know, their combined IQ is about 9. So, you know, ultimately, mobs of people can do violent things. But there was a much greater likelihood of mob violence in Des Moines in October, that hot night I was there, than there will ever be during a controlled event like a RNC convention.
Well, we're well-armed, and if I would have been in the media that day, I would have been a little worried. But, yeah, you're a braver man than I am, Crudy. But I go back to, what Jeannie said. Hey, and one last thing, can I have a grievance?
Absolutely. It's Friday, man.
Take two there, Chief.
Yeah, okay. More fuel to the fire. My grievance is against the Secret Service. Deleting things that pertain to the J6 investigation. So that's kind of spooky also.
We suspect, anyway, but don't know. It seems quite sketchy to us, Paul.
Yeah, right. It's all sketchy. J6 never happened, right? Anyway, you guys.
Well, here's the great news. When the RNC comes to Milwaukee in 2024, they'll be providing all the security clearances.
Well, then you and Dom will be cool. So, hey, at any rate, you guys have a great weekend, and thanks for taking my call. Great show today.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, man. Have a good
weekend. We're just getting started. You don't even know. This show's getting better all the time. Especially with your participation at 844-967-2789. A breaking headline has captured our attention right from the top. The RNC is committed, apparently, voted that they're coming to Milwaukee. That's the semi-unofficial winning of the RNC convention for Milwaukee. I think it's good economic news for Milwaukee. Dom's a little butthurt. Thinks the Proud Boys are bringing violence and destruction and wrath and plagues and Donald Trump, perhaps. And I said, I just want a front row to history. And we're going to get it. And we'll take you with our fair audience. Come back. More Devils.
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
And they weren't there for him. They were there for me.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I got one. 844-967-2789 if you have one as well.
Dominic, I'm not sure if you're hangry or what's going on today, but I think I have an insight. I think I have an insight. Here's what's bothering my little buddy. Here's why he's so butthurt. Because we were expecting depositions from the former president today under oath.
Right, damn it.
And the Trump kids. And somehow he, what, escaped depositions because his 30-year ex-wife died?
I don't know, man.
And above and beyond that, apparently Donald Trump was sending out, what, fundraising email missives on the occasion of his ex-wife's death? Like, hey, ding dong, the witch is dead. Send me $27. I didn't read the actual fundraising missive, but I suspect it was something to that effect, Dom. You're a little butthurt that the Trumps didn't have to be deposed today.
How does this happen? Reuters reporting, and we'll get to the phone briefly. Former President Trump testimony at the New York Attorney General civil investigation into his business practices will not take place, nor will daughter Ivanka or Junior be questioned under oath as planned, the office said in a statement. The Attorney General's office said it had received a request from counsel for the Trumps to adjourn the depositions in light of Ivanka and Donald Jr.'s mother passing. The Trumps sought for months to avoid being questioned. Quote, this is a temporary delay and the depositions will be rescheduled as soon as possible. Now, I did read some of the reporting regarding Ivana. Is her name Ivana? Trump's ex was found at the bottom of the stairs with a heart attack. The timing is a little suspect, I gotta be honest. I'm not sure if they Epstein'd her or what the deal was, but hell, anything to get out of a deposition, right, Trump? I mean, even so, and here's my thought. Now, perhaps they're all gonna be deposed on the same day, so that way, you know, you don't want to bring Trump in and leave the kids out. That way Trump can, you know, inform the kids of, you know, what the questions were. So I'm not clear how this is all gonna go down. But if that's not the case, I cannot think of another reason. I mean, I can understand why the junior and the daughters would not go. But Trump's been divorced from her for how long? 30 years? And so because of that, you're not going to show up to a deposition? Come on.
Dom, when your ex-wife dies, and that gives you a rationale to not be deposed under oath.
And raise some money.
Trump would call that a win-win-win.
You're right, dude.
You are all winners because you're listening to the Devil's Advocates right now, although I keep losing my
I got it, man. 844-967-2789. Dan from Madtown, you are up. Welcome, Dan. Happy Friday. What do you got?
Hello, guys. So I actually think there's going to be two things happening in Milwaukee. One, either no violence at all. There's not going to be violence in the green zone. That's just not going to happen just because of all the security, and the Republicans don't want that story out there. The two options are there's going to be violence outside, and Republicans are going to blame BLM and Antifa and spin that story, or there's not going to be violence and they're going to be like, see, they don't care, nobody's coming out and protesting, we must be right. So either way,
I think there'll be enormous protests, Dan, whether or not they turn violent ultimately, whether there are confrontations from, let's say, the Proud Boys, as Dom fears, and let's say Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, perhaps not in the green zone, but somewhere over in northern Milwaukee, let's say, marching through Bronxville, Bronzeville. You know, I certainly think there could be individual cases of violence whenever you have protest and counter-protest. That happens all over the nation. But I don't know why Milwaukee is somehow special because it's hosting the RNC, why that is somehow different than what's happened in Portland or in other places where people march against each other.
Well, the big reason why I think it's going to be important in Milwaukee is because of the RNC. It's going to be a talking point used by politicians. Either liberals are too, if there's violence, they're going to blame it on any liberal or any moderate that does protest against them. And the big issue is getting that rehabilitation through independent voters, and that's what they're trying to go for. They're trying to, poke the bear to get some reaction, so that way they can come out as the heroes, or that, see, we're better than the DNC. We're better than all these groups. And see, we had the Proud Boys here. They're not violent. They were here. They were just here to help support Trump. That's what I think will come out of it. That's my opinion.
Dan, I appreciate you listening and offering your opinion today at 844-967-2789. Dom, I suggested action steps. What I think, in light of the RNC coming to Milwaukee and their adoration for the Second Amendment, if no other, right? I think we need to make sure that Milwaukee is armed in a Second Amendment fashion. You know, assault rifles, especially Black Milwaukee. You know, for their personal safety, right? They need to protect their neighborhoods. These outsiders are coming in. Well, I think that would be a fine form of Second Amendment protest if Milwaukee just bought up all the AR-15s and everybody came armed. Well, wouldn't the Republicans feel, you know, like welcome
safe?
Guests then?
They'd be fair. Everyone's safe if everyone's got a gun. Oh, what did Han Solo say? I got a bad feeling about this. 844-967-2789. Susan from her car. Welcome, Susan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Susan.
Oh, hi, you guys. Actually, I'm all for tourism, but I know that this also costs the city of Milwaukee a lot of money. And the other thing is that there are other venues that Milwaukee could go after that would be less sparking, you know, feelings of money to fight about. I just really feel like most of these people are going to go down to Joe's Bar and Grill. They're not going to check out some great places in Milwaukee. They're just going to stay, hang around the same, in the green zone, as you put it, and stay at the better hotels. You know, it's not like they're going to go to a B&B.
They're going
to
stay at all the hotels, Susan. No, they're going to need all the hotel rooms in southern Wisconsin.
But these are, for my standpoint, when I travel, when I'm a tourist, I like to see parts of the cities that I haven't seen before. And I guess I look at it, these aren't really tourists. This is just a big event. It's going to cost Milwaukee a lot of money. And yes, I'm not really a proponent of this, but if it helps Milwaukee, I'm okay at that point. But I feel on the other side of the coin, I feel like Milwaukee needs to start going after some smaller venues that come in and showcase some of the great spots in Milwaukee. It doesn't have to be a Democratic National Convention or the Republican National Convention, but if you have lots of smaller venues like the party on the lake, you know.
Well, we got the big gig, and, you know, there are lots of wonderful festivals in the city of Milwaukee.
And conventions all the time, yeah.
But these are enormous conventions. It's like getting an all-star game. And here's what I would say. Those that remember when County Stadium became what? Miller Park. And the all-star game was awarded when they built that stadium, and it rolled out a year late. Tragedy. And what happened? I went to the game, and George W. Bush threw out the first pitch, and I hated Bush. Kind of like Trump. Dom hates Trump. You know,
different than
it's
Trump.
All analogous.
Trump's
it's all very worse. Analogous.
Trump's very worse.
But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law-breaking, and no vandalism of any kind.
That's a great idea. Okay, how do we do that?
Stand back and stand by.